The all-new Toyota Highlander Hybrid is designed to go Highlander. What's go Highlander, you ask? It means amplifying your drive with best-in-class EPA estimated 35 mpg combined, so you can keep on keeping on wherever the road takes you. Don't just go farther, go Highlander in the all-new Toyota Highlander Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. 2020 Highlander Hybrid all-wheel drive, 35 city, 35 highway, 35 combined mpg EPA estimates. Actual mileage will vary. 2020 Highlander Hybrid versus 2020 competitors based on data at www.fueleconomy.gov as of 2/18/20.
This is Indian Noir X, a compendium of real-life paranormal experiences and urban myths from India. Dear Indian Noir, a friend of mine recently sent me a really effed up audio clipping on WhatsApp. It was titled Valentine's Day ASMR. It featured lyrics to a strange sounding poem accompanied by sound effects prevalent in most ASMR clips. Brushing hair, flowing water, whispers, etc. I have not sent you the audio file because of what happened to me after I listened to it, but I'm hoping you can use your excellent vocal skills to recreate the same. Please find attached the lines of the poem, which I managed to dig up from an ASMR forum where people have reported similar experiences after listening to the clip. Make a wish upon a star. Run your fingers along a scar. Cross your heart and hope to cry. For tonight, I will be your heart's delight. Roses that never arrived, poems that no one bled for, line by line. Alone in your bed you lay, cold and unloved, the universe cries. After I listened to the clip, I felt a deep sense of unease. The air in my room smelled wrong. There was a strange metallic taste in my mouth. I decided to watch something on Netflix. The show helped distract my mind, which tried to reach out to the strange lyrics I had listened to a few hours ago. Especially the indecipherable line, Am Thiem, Ashkanash, Krim Am Thiem. I slept around midnight, and it didn't take me long to fall into a deep sleep. I woke up an hour later, feeling hot and sweaty. There was a weight on my back, and my arms and my legs. It was as if someone was spooning me. I couldn't move. I tried to scream, but all that came out was a croak from my dry mouth. The body that was on me was deathly cold, like a cold pipe on a winter day. Yet, I sweated like my room was a flaming pit in hell. It was saying something in a soft voice. I struggled to hear it over the wild, fearful pounding of my heart. It took me a while to subdue my desperation at not being able to run out of the room. The thing's control of my body was absolute. I then surrendered to its vile intentions, submitted to my helplessness, and then I heard its utterance.
Mine. Mine. Mine.
After a few terrifying hours in the withering presence of the thing, I grew tired and fell asleep. In the morning, there was no sign of my captor. I hope no one listening to Indian Noir ever plays this clip if it's sent to them. I repeat again, do not open an audio file that is being shared around WhatsApp, which is titled Valentine's Day ASMR. Although the creature's visitations are far and few these days, on nights when I feel lonely, I close my eyes, fearful of its paralyzing affection.